T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot going on in the state of Illinois, and we've seen many people discuss the legalization conversation as like a financial solution for the state of Illinois. But we've also seen recently here, J.B. Pritzker starting to talk about spending cuts. So I wonder why that is. Let's talk to Eric Conies, the marketing manager at Illinois Policy Institute, also a friend of mine. You can find more online at illinoispolicy.org. Eric, thanks for coming on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So when you saw the news of J.B. Pritzker warning state agencies that there are significant budget cuts coming, is that something where fiscal conservatives across the state can say, yes, finally, we're going to rein it in and these budget cuts are going to help solve the problem of our fiscal peril that we're facing in the state of Illinois?
I would advise people to temper their excitement about this. So what Governor Pritzker's memo said was for state agencies to propose a scenario where there would be a 6.5% across-the-board cut to their agency budgets. I can totally understand why people would be excited about that, but it really, I think, reveals a couple of things. One, it belies the reality that this is not the way to actually fix the state's problem. The biggest driver of the state's problem is, of course, the pension crisis. And cutting 6.5% from all these individual agencies is not going to fix the state's pension crisis. Moody's was out with a report earlier this week that now pegs the state's total pension debt at $250 billion. 6.5% budget cuts across all state agencies are not going to address that problem. You can't address that problem without a constitutional amendment that allows us to protect currently earned benefits while allowing the state to control for the future increase in those costs. The other thing that I think it does is this is also, I think, setting up a scenario where it's going to be an argument for the progressive tax next year. You're going to have to start cutting money from all these agencies, and you don't want us to do that, right? You don't want us to cut core services. Oh, may I remind you, it's pensions that are crowding out our spending on core services. But you don't want to do that. We need to raise your taxes. And what Illinoisans should remember is this. In 2013, they were told by their political leaders, their lawmakers, let us raise your taxes, it'll fix our problems. It didn't. In 2017, they were told, let us raise your taxes, it'll fix our problems. It didn't. Now they're going to be told, let us change the whole structure of taxation in Illinois and raise taxes. It'll fix our problems. It won't. Only pension reform will do that.
Is there any possibility? We've kind of heard some rumblings out of Chicago where the pension system is broken and suggesting that reform is needed. That was kind of a shock to hear that even that would be considered. Is pension reform even a possibility with this governor?
It could be. I mean, I want to be the optimist and think that this is a very obvious problem and it is going to need that solution because there is no other solution that will work. It was good to hear outgoing Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel say that we need to amend the Constitution. It was good to hear some signals from current Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot that she'd possibly be open to that as a solution. Those are good signals, and it shows that there is a recognition that the state's pension problem is unsustainable. And we just need to keep reminding people that there is no fiddling on the margins answer to a $250 billion unfunded liability. You need to make a fundamental change, much like Arizona did, that allows us to change the structure, that allows us to really protect current workers as well, and allows the state to finally get these costs under control going forward.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this conversation continues to shape up. So are you saying that the governor is asking for proposals from these agencies on how they could cut? Will that those suggestions come from the agencies themselves?
Yeah, so he's asking them to plan for a scenario where there would be 6.5% across the board cuts to their agencies. So they'll have to produce a memorandum to the governor, I suppose, some document saying, hey, you know, this is what we would do if we were cut 6.5% across the board. But again, it's just, this is all window dressing around the real problem. If we're not going to address the pension problem, we're not actually going to fix the state's fiscal problems at all.
Well, Eric, we are going to continue to follow IllinoisPolicy.org and see the information that is based on facts that comes out of Illinois Policy and see how this shapes up. I'm sure that there are many proposals that have been put out there by Illinois Policy leading up to this point, and no reason to think that they're going to stop. I'd also encourage people to join the Lincoln Lobby, which is a Facebook group. You want to talk real quick about the Lincoln Lobby and what Illinois Policy is doing with that Facebook organization?
Absolutely. So we hear from people all the time that, you know, they appreciate the information we put out, but what can they do about it? The Lincoln Lobby is our group for top activists in the state, for people who want to make a difference. In that group, we'll keep people informed on what's going on, what we're working on, what's happening in Springfield. You'll get insider information. It's really an opportunity, if you want to change the state, to find out the best possible ways you can do that. If you want to join, go on Facebook, type in Lincoln Lobby, request to join there. We'll ask a couple of questions, mention the Annie Fry Show in one of those questions so we know you were listening. And we hope to see you in there, and we hope to find more people who are working to change the state for the better.
Yep, absolutely. Eric, thanks so much for the time today. It's always great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon online at IllinoisPolicy.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.